بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. The topic is regarding the sixth pillar of Iman, of faith, and that is the pre-decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Know, may Allah's mercy be upon me and you, that the most important knowledge is the knowledge about Allah, His names and attributes, as well as His actions and decrees. Whatever Allah decrees is all wise, all just, and has a purpose. And one of the great commands of Allah is to believe in Him, His angels, His books, His messengers, the last day, and Al-Qadr, is good or bad. The pre-decree of Allah, which Allah has measured and ordained for all creatures according to His previous knowledge and as deemed suitable by His wisdom. The knowledge about this matter is the focal point of the Muslim's creed. People sought and still seek to know about this subject of faith. Some are reluctant, while others feel insecure when they attempt to understand this article of faith. Some introduce sayings and thoughts about this subject that do not adhere to what is in the Quran and the authentic Sunnah. Many, on the other hand, are lost and unable to comprehend anything about this matter of pre-decree. Since knowledge about the matter of Al-Qadha wal-Qadr, the pre-decree, is effectively linked to the names and attributes of Allah, His actions and ability to create, then the best knowledge about this article of faith can only be attained from the Quran and or from the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who knows most about Allah. So the sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, also them, were best understood by his companions and those who followed their righteous path. This constitutes the righteous predecessor's way of understanding, not only of Al-Qadha wal-Qadr, the matters of pre-decree, but of the whole faith. In light of this fact, I depended upon Allah and sought His help to speak about the Salaf's understanding of Al-Qadha wal-Qadr. And there, inshallah, we start. The meaning of Al-Qadha wal-Qadr, the linguistic and Islamic meanings of Al-Qadha and Al-Qadr are interrelated. This is the linguistic meaning of Al-Qadha. It means perfect, commanding, decreeing, ruling, accomplishing, and perfect precision in execution. The linguistic meaning of Al-Qadr refers to the setting, commanding, executing, and encompassing in due and precise proportions. Now, what the term, Islamically, what is the meaning? Okay, this is the Islamic meaning of Al-Qadr. It's the ability of Allah. As Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah asserted, it's the ability of Allah where He knew, wrote, willed, and created all things in due proportion and according to a precise measure. Allah knew that all things will happen before bringing them to existence and according to predestined proportions and measures, which Allah had written in a book called the Preserved Tablet, Al-Lawh Al-Mahfoob. This, you can see that in the Quran, chapter 34, speaking about the Al-Lawh Al-Mahfoob, the Preserved Tablet, chapter 34, verse 3. لا يعزب عنه مثقال ذرة في السماوات ولا في الأرض ولا أصغر من ذلك ولا أكبر إلا في كتاب مبين. In Surah Saba, Allah He is the all-knower of the unseen. Not even the weight of an atom or a small ant or lesser than or greater escapes from his knowledge in the heavens or the earth, but it is in a clear book. It is in a clear book, Al-Lawh Al-Mahfuz, the preserved tablet. This is Al-Qadr from the Islamic perspective, now from the Islamic meaning. Also, Islamically, نعم بارك الله فيك أحسنت جزاك الله خير. Islamically, القضاء, it is the perfect, precise execution and accomplishment of all things predestined to occur exactly in accordance with Allah's previous knowledge, writing and will. So there's, as you see, a strong relationship between the linguistic and Islamic meanings of Al-Qadha and Al-Qadr when separately mentioned. this is the point. That's why I put in text the definition. When separately mentioned, either one means the other. This is important. When separately mentioned, either one means the other. But when stated together, Al-Qadha and Al-Qadr differ in their meanings. For example, when it's generalized, okay, when it's generalized, Al-Qadr encompasses Al-Qadha and vice versa. But when it is said Al-Qadha wal-Qadr, then Al-Qadr means the predestination of things, and when the predestined matter occurs, it is then called Qadha. Now let's go to the belief in Al-Qadr is one of the six articles of faith, as we know. And we know we have covered now, alhamdulillah, the five of them. And this is the sixth one, inshallah. First of all, the first element of our talk after these definitions is that the belief in Al-Qadr is obligatory. So when we say one of them now, it encompasses both of them. So we say in the pre-decree. In the pre-decree, the belief in that is obligatory. What is the evidence from the Quran? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that all matters referred to in the Quran, inna kulla shay'in khalaqnahu biqadar, verily we have created all things with qadar. This is chapter 54:49. All matters occur according to the pre-decree of Allah. His knowledge about them and about their occurrence is eternal. Verily we have created all things with precise predestination and preordainment. Chapter 54:49. And in another verse, Allah says, وَكَانَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ قَدَرًا مَقْدُورًا. Chapter 33:38. And the command of Allah is a determined qadr, is a matter which is pre-decreed and in the right predestined and preordained proportions. Allah speaks about His pre-decree as related to the creation of man, for example. Allah says, أَلَمْ نَخْلُقْكُمْ مِنْ مَاءٍ مَهِينٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ إِلَىٰ قَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ فَقَدَرْنَا فَنِعْمَ الْقَادِرُونَ. So I put that. This is Quran 77:20-23. Did we not create you from a fluid of no value? Then we placed it in a place of safety, meaning the womb, for a known period determined by gestation. So we did measure the exact measurement and the exact preordainment, and we are the best to measure all things. Also, we read in chapter 25:2, وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَقَدَّرَهُ تَقْدِيرًا. He has created everything, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and has measured it exactly according to its due measure. These verses, as well as many other similar texts in the Quran, confirm the pre-decree of Allah and the belief in it. They explain that Allah's creation was given specific abilities according to specific and the due measures and qualities. Allah's will and wisdom ordained that such abilities will manifest themselves following the implementation of specific means and or causes, all of which are preset and predetermined according to the eternal knowledge of Allah. and according to his will, wisdom and ability. For example, provisions for all forms of creation. Yes. Provisions for all forms of creation are preset according to the knowledge and wisdom of Allah. He subhanahu wa ta'ala committed to every member of creation its own capabilities or characteristics in order for it to gain its provisions. Man therefore deals with created things in accordance with their predetermined and ordained characteristics. Man of self himself has no knowledge of what is predetermined and what is preordained, but he takes what benefits him and benefiting others around him. What is the evidence now from the Sunnah? There is much evidence about the belief in the pre-decree of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, including the famous hadith of Gabriel outlining the six articles of faith which we discussed so far, and the hadith of Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala an, the companion of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, in which the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لا يؤمن عبد حتى يؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره من الله وحتى يعلم أن ما أصابه لم يكن ليخطئه وأن ما أخطأه لم يكن ليصيبه. And this is reported by Tirmidhi and Al-Albani authenticated it. No slave of Allah, the hadith says, no slave of Allah will truly believe until he believes in the pre-decree. It's good and bad from Allah, and until he knows that what has befallen him was not going to pass him by, and that what has passed him by was not going to befall him. This is collected by At-Tirmidhi, and Al-Shaykh Al-Albani rahimahullah authenticated it. The hadith also related by Tawus, who said, قال أدركت أناسا من أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقولون كل شيء بقدر. قال وسمعت عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما يقول قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كل شيء بقدر حتى العز والكيس أو الكيس والعز. رواه مسلم. طاووس said, I found some companions of Allah's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم as saying, everything is by قدر, by measure, pre-measurement. And he further said, I heard Abdullah bin Umar, the son of Umar bin Khattab, may Allah be pleased with both of them, as saying, there is a measure for everything, even for incapacity and capability. Even for incapacity and capability. This is collected in Sahih Muslim. Also in the hadith, when Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, جَاءَ مُشْرِكُوا قُرَيْشِ يُخَاصِمُونَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي الْقَدَرِ فَنَزَلَتْ يَوْمَ يُسْحَبُونَ فِي النَّارِ عَلَى وُجُوهِهِمْ ذُوقُوا مَسَّ سَقَرْ إِنَّا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَاهُ بِقَدَرٍ. رواه مسلم. أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه, the companion of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, reported that the mushriks, the polytheists of the tribe of Quraysh, came to have an argument with Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم in regard the matter of the pre-degree. And then this ayah was revealed. Which is in Surah Al-Qamar. Surah Al-Qamar. And this is chapter 54, and the verse 48 was revealed. The day when they will be dragged in the fire on their faces, it will be said to them, taste you the touch of hell. Verily we have created all things with qadr, with divine preordainment of all things before their creation, as written in the books of decree, in the book of decree, Al-Lawh al-Mahfuz, the preserved tablet. There are many other texts, both in the Quran and authentic Sunnah, which stand as clear evidence that the belief in the divine preordainment in Al-Qada wal-Qadr is obligatory upon every Muslim. When combined, the texts clearly show that there are specific ranks that explain the belief in the preordainment. These ranks are four. Here, this is the key to understand this matter. From the Quran and from the authentic Sunnah, all these evidences taken together clearly show that there are specific ranks that explain the belief in preordainment, and these ranks are as four. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah summarized these ranks in his famous book Al-Aqidah Al-Wasitiyyah. And by the way, this book is translated into English. I will leave you with the name now, so I remember that it is in English. Although it is not the best translation, but it should be good enough, inshallah. Al-Aqida Al-Wasitiyya. Al-Aqida Al-Wasitiyya. Aqida means creed. Okay, Aqida. Let me put this. Aqida means creed. And Wasitiyya comes from the term Wasit, which is a city in around the area, you know, close to Syria from the Iraqi side. It's called Al-Wasit. So a man from Wasit came to Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah. That's brother Abu Turab put his name exactly there. And this renowned scholar of Islam, who died in the year 728 after the immigration of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came from the city of Wasit and asked Ibn Taymiyyah to put in writing the creed of Ahl al-Sunnah, of the people who follow the path of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his Sunnah. So he answered him, yes, Hijri. He answered him and he wrote that summarized creed. And now, you know, since then it has been explained thoroughly by the scholars of Islam after him. So in his book Al-Aqidah Al-Wasitiyya, he explained these ranks, and his student, the renowned scholar Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyya, also explained them. These ranks are as follows. First of all, so let's write the ranks of Al-Qadr are four. Number one, Al-Ilm, knowledge. Al-Ilm, knowledge. Secondly, Al-Kitaba, which means the writing. Thirdly, Al-Mashi'ah, which means the will. And then Al-Khalq, fourthly. Al-Khalq, which means the creation. These are the ranks of Al-Qadr. So let's start by the first rank, and that is the rank of Al-Ilm.